the main message to get across to all students is, remember, you've prepared for this, you know, and just take one paper at a time and kind of just breathe, and you realise you will get through this. That'd be the main message.
And then what would be some key tips? Are there any, like, when you're in the last 24 hours getting up to this point now, what kind of key bits of advice can be given that they can take with them into an exam?
I suppose I break it up into three kind of things. They are now 24 hours out, so it's really important to get enough rest in tonight. Don't start cramming. You know, trust in what the work you have done to date. Make sure you're prepared for tomorrow morning, have your bag packed, have all your pens, pencils, etc. with you. Make sure someone's there to call you, be up on time, set an alarm or maybe two. And then tomorrow morning when you arrive, make sure you arrive. The exam starts at 9:30. Make sure you're there at least 30 minutes beforehand. And maybe a little bit of paperwork to be done when you get in to sign in. And avoid kind of those last-minute chats along with some of your peers about the papers, because someone will come up and say, have you this done? And you might start panicking, oh, I don't have it done. Just, you know, avoid talking about the paper tomorrow morning. And then when you get into the paper itself, I would say, you know, most important thing, read the questions carefully, watch the clock. Time is really important. Stay focused on the questions. Keep calm. If you go blank in something, you know, you can come back to it. And I marked for the SEC for a while, don't use typics. If you think you made a mistake, cross it out, because it may be right. And if even if it's crossed out and the examiner sees it, they may give you marks for it. So avoid using typics. Attempt all the required questions. Some of them will be compulsory. Make sure you have all the compulsory questions done. And then when the exam is over, get out of there. Don't dwell on it. Paper's done. You can't change it. Forget the postmortems, along with your friends, and just move on to the next paper and get ready and repeat it all over again until you've finished in 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever number of days it takes to get through this.
And I guess, would it maybe be important to say that, well, of course, it's an important event, these exams, and they should be treated as such, but it's never always the be-all and end-all that some may think it is, that there are always opportunities and avenues after these exams as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, there's too much focus by everybody on the Leaving Cert. There's so many avenues open to people now, from post-Leaving Cert courses, apprenticeships. And I think really that, you know, all students should look at what their skills are. Not everyone is meant to go to college. We have one of the highest rates in Europe going to college, universities and colleges. It's around 60-65%, while the EU average is much lower than that, because apprenticeships are much bigger in other countries. And I think we as a nation need to start investing in them and focusing more on the different pathways that are there for our students.